Swedish band Roxette with It Must Have Been Love, which featured in the 1990 box office hit Pretty Woman. And it was announced today that Roxette's lead singer, Marie Fredriksson, has died after a long illness. The Swedish star was best known for her Roxette's hit, like the one we just heard, It Must Have Been Love, but also The Look, Joyride and Listen to Your Heart. And with me in studio is Jennifer Gannon to tell us more. We're talking about a band, really, I suppose, synonymous with the 80s and 90s, but they'd been around from the 70s, actually, Jennifer.
Yeah, they were both separate solo artists in Sweden in the 70s.
And when we say both, we're talking about
Per Gessle as well, yeah.
And Marie.
And then it was a record company exec's idea to put the two of them together because they're both having kind of mediocre success on their own, but they knew that Per was a strong songwriter and obviously Marie had that very powerful voice.
It's an amazing voice, actually, isn't it?
And they just thought the two of them together could create something amazing and, it, you know, they went on to do so. And I think it was only really 1988 was when they started to get international success because it was through a complete fluke. They had the Look Sharp album was out in Sweden and was doing great, obviously, in their home. But at the time, there was an exchange student from Minneapolis and he took the record home with him, started playing it on college radio, and then it spread.
Yeah.
And that things like that could happen back then. And it seems amazing that it did. But it spread all across America and then to the, you know, to Europe as well, to further reaches of Europe.
Didn't Facebook start in a college?
Of course,
so, you know, everything starts at college in the, at some point along the way. It Must Have Been Love, that song that we were listening to, was a Christmas song originally.
It was
a Christmas hit. Yeah.
Per had written it originally called, the, there was in brackets, Christmas for the Brokenhearted. And then when they came looking for them to do something for Pretty Woman, he refused to give them anything else but this song and was determined that it should be in the film. So then they changed the lyrics. So when you hear her sing, it's a hard winter's day, that used to be, it's a hard Christmas day. So they just made that slight change. And
right.
I think the thing about that song is, I think it really, it was a phenomenon. It wasn't even supposed to be the lead single from the Pretty Woman soundtrack, but it was one that did the best. And I think that kind of kicked off that 90s soundtrack where you had to have the big ballad on your soundtrack that became a massive hit, like Bryan Adams' Everything I Do, I Do For You from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, that came out in 1991. And then Wet, Wet, Wet as well for Four Weddings and a Funeral. Mm. That was a monster hit with their cover of Love Is All Around, as we all know.
So It Must Have Been Love was kind of the start of that.
I think
big
it was.
It was the
start of when record companies and the movie production companies started to come together and try and hatch a plan to keep the film in people's minds. And I think, as you said, you know, you can't help but just see Julia Roberts the minute,
the minute you hear that song.
Exactly.
You see the film.
Yeah.
And I suppose when you see the film and hear the song, then
they're both combined.
What about that the relationship between Per Gessle and Marie then? Were they partners in life?
No, it must have been love.
It's over now. It's not
it
to do with them.
To do with them. Now, they said they were more like brother and sister than anything.
Right.
But they did mention on a French TV interview years ago that they had a wild tequila night sometime in the early 80s. So did we all. And, you know, it's, things may have happened then, but they were really separate and they were just partners in music more than anything.
I have another song of theirs up here, maybe listen to a little bit of it, Joyride. Where did this come along in the, is it a bit later on?
That was
from
later on after, so it was around 1991-92 was the Joyride album. They're obsessed with cars. Per seems to like, there was a lot of car songs, Sleeping in My Car, the album was another album, Crash Boom Bang. They were like the J.G. Ballard of pop, like they really were obsessed with cars. But this is a more of a lighthearted song, I think, and it was more, you know, pop hit for them.
Hello, you fool, I love you. She's the heart of the fun fair. She got me whistling a private tune.
child of the sun. We're a part of this together. Could never turn around and run. Don't be no fortune teller to know where my lucky love belongs. Won't know. Cause it all begins again when it ends.
And that's a Joyride from Roxette. And we're just remembering the Swedish singer Marie Fredriksson of Roxette, who died, whose death was announced earlier today, Jennifer Gannon. You were saying as we were listening to that, they were never cool, but that's why you love them, Jennifer.
Yeah, they were, for me, they're kind of like the missing link between ABBA and INXS. And as,
that's some missing link.
As Per said himself, he was like, look, ABBA were never cool for a long, long time. So he's like, I'm okay with Roxette not being cool. But I think what they had was, you know, that vulnerability in Marie's voice. And it wasn't like she was a grandstander, big vocalist like Celine Dion. There was a gritty rawness to her, and I think that that was relatable for people.
Yeah, and unfortunately she was only 61, so she has died quite young, but that'll send you off back listening to the back catalogue.
Oh yeah, 100%.
So you must have been love listening, Joyride that we're listening to there, I suppose Listen to Your Heart would be the other one you'd send us back to look at and listen to.
Definitely. I think, I mean, I think the ballads mostly were a showcase for her voice, and they were kind of built around the strengths of her voice. And that's that was the charm of Roxette, I think.
Right.
And that's why like something like It Must Have Been Love has had about 28 cover versions. Even Shirley Bassey has done a cover version of it, but it just isn't the same as that Twilight Torment that's kind of in Marie's voice. Yeah.
Right, okay, that's Marie Fredriksson. Jennifer Gannon speaking to us about Marie Fredriksson and Roxette. Marie Fredriksson died today after a long illness.